This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Fighting could be heard in South Khartoum on Sunday as envoys from Sudan's warring parties were in Saudi Arabia for talks that international mediators hope will bring an end to a three-week-old conflict that has killed hundreds and triggered an exodus. The U.S.-Saudi initiative is the first serious attempt to end fighting between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces that has turned parts of the Sudanese capital into war zones, derailed an internationally backed plan to usher in civilian rule following years of unrest and uprisings, and created a humanitarian crisis. Arab League foreign ministers meeting in Cairo on Sunday have agreed to restore Syria's membership in the League after a suspension of over 10 years due to the country's civil war. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
The Arab League foreign minister's decision to restore Syria's membership in the body was reportedly not unanimous, but was made in a majority vote taken during a closed session. The move comes days before a scheduled Arab League summit in the Saudi capital, Riyadh. An Arab League statement noted that the resolution of the Syria conflict is a step-by-step matter, and that the first step was the resumption of Syrian participation in Arab League meetings. The group supports the territorial integrity of Syria and the withdrawal of all foreign forces from the country. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan accused the opposition of being pro-LGBTQ at a rally in Istanbul on Sunday.
HDP, LGBTQ mi?
Erdogan is stepping up his rhetoric against his opponents a week before what is expected to be a tight election. This is VOA News. Russia's Wagner mercenary group appeared on Sunday to ditch plans to withdraw from Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine, saying they had been promised more arms by Moscow and suggesting they may keep up their assault on what Russia sees as a stepping stone to other cities in the Donbas region. Elsewhere, Ukrainian and Russian media reported explosions across Russian-occupied Crimea, and a blast was reported overnight in the Black Sea city of Odessa. Russia's defense ministry said its air defenses had detected and destroyed 22 Ukrainian drones over the Black Sea overnight. Many farmers in war-ravaged Ukraine are risking working in the fields that are dotted with landmines. AP correspondent Charles David Aizma reports.
A grassy lane rutted with tire tracks leads to Volodymyr Zayet's farm in southern Ukraine. He's careful, driving only within those shallow grooves. Veering away might cost him his life. In the field, dotted with explosive mines, the land's not been touched since fall 2021, when it was last seeded with wheat. Now it's a minefield left by the retreating Russian forces. Zayet says, when we were allowed to our territory, we realized that everything around it was mined. We've needed to demine the field roads so that we can safely drive to this point. I'm Charles Diladesma.
Police in Texas shot dead a gunman who killed at least 8 people and wounded at least 7 others on Saturday in a deadly mass shooting at a busy mall north of the city of Dallas. Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reports.
A gunman killed several people at a busy mall northeast of Dallas in Texas on Saturday before a police officer shot him dead. Eyewitness video captured the sounds of gunshots ringing out from the Allen Premium Outlets Mall. Allen Police Chief Brian Harvey.
At 3:36, our officer was at Allen Premium Outlets on an unrelated call. He heard gunshots, located the shooter, neutralized the shooter, neutralized the threat. We believe at this point that the shooter acted alone.
Police said they're still trying to establish a motive.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tu. 7 people were killed on Sunday when a car ran into pedestrians in Brownsville, Texas, and a male suspect was in custody, local television stations reported. The crash occurred at 8:30 a.m. local time near a shelter for migrants and homeless, said CBS4 and NBC 23 affiliates, citing the Brownsville Police Department. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.